everybody, to another exciting, well, actually, not just another exciting episode like any other just episode. This is our season three finale of Fried Rice Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Rice. With me, this is Fried Rice Podcast. Let's get fried. I don't know what you guys are
saying. You might want to go here first while he coughs his lungs up.
Well,
he's killed me to start the season finale. Yeah. He's switched from trying to kill Mike to trying to kill me now.
Yeah, well, I...
Season 4 special.
Yeah.
The death of Brennan.
That's
the
our
death
turn.
Of Brennan. It's a turn. The turn is... Because it's less punching down, I feel. Because Brennan's got his whole life ahead of him. You're like one heart attack away from us, from a lot of these episodes becoming very funny in an ironic way.
Oh, God.
For like a very specific group of audience who goes like, oh shit, this guy dies at one point. Let's listen to all the times Andy talks about him dying before he actually dies. Anyway, sorry, with me as always is the guy who I'm now trying to kill by coughing alone, is our boy, Brennan. Shipley, up to Boston.
Hello, everybody.
With me, as always, is Mike, who, again, yeah, if you're listening to this in the future and he's no longer with us, haha, I guess. You're so fucking sadistic, whoever you are. Michael Larson, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Hopefully we're on, like, season 30 by then.
Yeah. Well, the way we do our seasons, Brennan.
Yeah. We're going to be on season
80. That might be next year.
That's 4 years from now. Damn, Brennan really wants you gone. I've just been vague with it.
I forgot what season we're on.
Yeah. And again, this is, our season 3 finale. This is going to be the last one, hopefully, that is just recorded and just audio. And we're going to do some fun stuff starting with our next season, which is going to open with the first user submitted movie, which we'll get to at the end of this episode. So let's jump into it. God, Brennan is wrecked. Yeah. it's good.
I think the rest of that bong gloats for you.
Okay. I just well, then this brings us perfectly naturally into our segment. What are we smoking? Cue music. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't have music. I'll just write it down anyway. So,
I was surprised you did edit that one episode at the end, that the Christmas Chronicles.
Yeah, I did.
I was surprised.
Yeah, did we keep it PG? Did you listened to it again? Was it like not PG?
Well, I skipped to the end because I wanted to hear if you did it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It might have been worth nothing. There could have been a moment in that episode where we're talking about porn again, and then like
that was before the episode.
Yeah,
right?
I don't think we were. I think least
that was one of our. We were actually commenting on how it was one of our cleanest episodes
until then.
Until the end.
Well, until beep boop. So Brennan's dying. I guess I'll talk about what is killing him, and it's this ounce I picked up. It's called Iced Jokers. I got it from Marvin's Mary J. It was on sale, I guess. She was having, Cheryl was having one of her cool
crazy
deals that she does. She's like really cool about it. It's testing at 40%, 40.70.
Yeah, we were looking at it when you were out in the kitchen. We were looking at it. It's like I flipped it upside down and just watched the snow fall down.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. It's got it's infused, and it's pretty strong. And it's great, and I love it. And with it, I got a couple disposables, there's a reason they were free. And then, I got like 4 edibles. So it was like a package deal. Because Cheryl, she's out of her mind when it comes to these deals, which is great. For us as consumers. I don't know how she makes money, but I know how. She runs a weed store, so she's sure it's all money over, but. She's insane. She gives away cars now once a month, like on her red ticket events. She's like, maybe not once a month, but 2 months in a row, she's just giving away cars. Up and it's crazy. And then you go to her Facebook Live and she's just like, all right, what do we got? She just walks around her store. She'll pick something up. She's like, all right, edibles. Fuck it. $3.
Yeah.
They're all $3. Everything in the fucking store is $3. Let's go. Ounces. They're usually $300, $100 today. Let's go. And then she just, oh, and then you want an ounce? Fine. Here's some edibles. Here's some some disposables.
She's like nowadays, like Crazy Eddie or, you know,
yeah, kind
Larry.
Of. She's the Crazy Eddie.
You're
of the
killing
weed
me,
business,
Larry.
Yeah.
And all that.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Which we love you, Cheryl. I mean,
you're
keep
killing
doing your
me,
thing.
Cheryl. You're killing me, Cheryl.
Yeah. So Marvin Mary J's, Needles, California. If you're ever, you know, visiting the tri-state area and you want some weed, you know, visit.
Well, it's great. It's right on I-40 if you're even passing through a lot of
oh, yeah. Yeah. Literally, but, if you're coming from California to go to the river for the weekend, hit the Laughlin scene, which is an awesome thing to do if you haven't done it. This is a cool area to visit on a weekend, for
but
sure.
Buy your weed before you get to Laughlin, because Laughlin weed sucks.
Yeah, Laughlin weed, Nevada made, is pricey. It is open 24-7, so you yeah. can get some late
night weed. In the
middle
of the night, there's been many yeah. times I've been out and like, whoa, do I really want to go over there?
Maybe
and
for
I will.
Some edibles.
Yeah.
Maybe yeah, look, we've all done it. We've all, at the end of our shift, driven to Nevada May because it's the 24-hour spot.
Yeah,
it's 15 minutes. It's a little closer than Needles,
like,
right?
Fuck it, I'll get in and out
that's
while
what,
I'm over there, too.
That was the worst yeah. part of COVID is yeah. they used to all, even in Needles, they were open until midnight.
Yeah.
But since COVID, they close at 10, and we always get off too late. Yeah. I used to go after work all the time to Needles.
Yeah, I want Walmart to go back to 24 hours.
Yeah, oh, it's killing me. But,
yeah, that sucks. I miss my 2 a.m. shopping. With no one else there.
There's nobody else there,
oh,
right?
It's the best, bro. Yeah.
Well, Target's open till midnight right now, which is kind of nice. At least on weekends, yeah. which yeah. is... Christmas I went last night after work.
But who goes grocery shopping?
Well, I didn't go grocery shopping. I went for a couple other things, but there was no one in the store. It was fucking yeah. awesome.
You
I was like, yes.
10:30 to Target, and there's nobody there.
Yeah. Man, okay. I can actually look around and be like, fuck, what am I looking for? Like,
Walmart closes at 11, yeah. and if you go at 10:30, it's still packed.
Yeah.
It's still packed, but
and
well,
they
do not... But they do not mess around. They're on that thing every 5 minutes going, we're closing in 5 minutes. If you're not past the line, they don't even yeah. want you in line.
You better be closed. Checked out, yeah. paid for. We're closing at 11, guys. Yeah. And
our
I
machines
tested,
will shut down. I haven't tested it either. They swear they shut down at 11.
I don't know who. I'm going to talk to one of my Walmart buddies. Because I made a few Walmart buddies now. I love the crew there at this specific Walmart, the Bullhead Walmart. They're yeah. so cool. Like, all of them are dope.
Yeah.
And I made a couple friends, and I'll ask her. She's the one that does the announcements. I have the inside track. I know the chick that says, because I always give her shit for it. Because when I walk over, I'm like, well, according to my phone, she's like, I don't want to hear it, Domino's, because I'm always in my uniform.
Yeah.
That's how we. Because
yeah.
I'm a working class man. Yeah. Yeah. Is this how I make friends with these working class people as well? Because yeah. we all just
right.
we're all in uniform, yeah. and I'm part of the crew at yeah. that point. I show up to drive-thrus or whatever. If they see the Domino's hat, it's immediately a change in demeanor where they're like. You want some fucking ranches? I got you, bro.
Taco Bell medium always becomes a large if you're near Taco Bell. If you're
oh,
in
wow.
your Domino's hat. Yeah. Go to Taco Damn. Bell drive-thru. They always give you a large instead of a medium.
Yeah.
Damn, they haven't hooked me up. Taco Bell has fucked me. I order up every single time I've gone. I've
yeah,
stopped going.
You have
going.
A personal problem with Taco Bell.
I have a personal with this Taco Bell. Oh, no. Look, I'm a big Taco Bell guy. I'm a huge, and you know how much I want to experience that new thing they're doing right now, which is 60s
throwback menu?
And
yeah.
70s and 80s and 90s menu. Are you yeah. kidding me? I want all of it, but I'm sure if I go in there and order a 90s quesadilla, they're going to give me like a 60s fucking lettuce wrap, and I'm just,
No.
I don't want
that's
that
Del Taco for you.
Yeah.
Only the deal with Del Taco is they get it right and you get it wrong. Yeah. And you call them and yell at them
okay.
about it.
Wow. And first off.
See, I have problems with our Del Taco too, but
well, okay, but
it's cold, nasty food that I hate. Or you'll get a chicken soft taco with like two pieces of chicken, a shit ton of cheese, and like a shrivel of lettuce, and then a huge dollop of the sauce.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I think that's one of my inventions I want to do because I have that problem with all the fast food places.
Yeah,
you can't. I don't know what it is about their bags. They must keep them in the freezer.
Yeah,
because
cold.
By the time you get home, which is 3 minutes away, your yep. food's ice cold, and you're like, but if you eat it there, it's hot. I don't get it.
There hasn't been a moment where I, a time that I've gone to Del Taco where I haven't just immediately tossed the fries into my air fryer.
That's what I need
for 5 minutes. I mean, it changes. I mean, it makes them perfect.
Yeah,
it makes them absolutely perfect, bro. Air fryer.
That's what I need.
Oh no!
Last night I made crescent rolls, Pillsbury crescent rolls
in the air
fryer ready. It says on the package. Oh, okay. I put them on there. 300 degrees, 8 minutes or 6 minutes. You flip them over for 4 minutes. They came out perfect, crispy, delicious. I made my twice baked horseradish potatoes last night.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Look.
You motherfucker. You...
Look.
Knowing we were coming over today.
I have one left. If you guys,
but
would,
you can't have it.
If you would like to try it,
no, I'm okay.
The problem is that I don't think these ones came out as good. I think the horseradish I used wasn't the right kind.
Was it creamy or?
Yeah, I was looking for the. I like the ground, like the actual fresh horseradish. Yeah. It's a different vibe. This one was a creamy, but the extra hot is what sold me. I always like a little kick. So the flavor was there, but it's just the texture. I wanted that horseradishy texture. So it wasn't perfect. Also, I think that I broiled instead of baked the second time, because every time you, after you scoop all the mushed potatoes back into the potato skins and you put it back in the oven, it always says 8 to 10 minutes. Every single time I've ever done that, on the same temperature that I've kept it where I was cooking the potatoes in the first place, I just keep the oven on and I put them in. 10 minutes does nothing. It just keeps the potatoes looking white. And then by the time I wait 20, 30 minutes, nothing happens. It just doesn't get golden brown. So this time I'm thinking, I saw the word broil on one of the things. I'm like, all right, I'll turn the broiler on after baking the potatoes. And I did that. And then I put them in there. And then they just fucking burnt all the top of the crisp. So the top got really burnt and crispy. And then, but it was almost perfect. So if I find the middle ground of what I think I did is I put them too high up to the rack. I did what I normally do for Clearman's cheese spread. What I should have done is knocked it down one rack and had the broiler going. And I think I would have perfected it. So
I'll tell you the way to do them. The way you used to do them in the regular oven. Okay. And spend $15 and get you the little flame thing.
Oh, a little torch? A
little torch.
I've tried torching it.
Torch the top, yeah.
It's not the same. It doesn't. It still kind of burns it a little bit. Trust me, I think I'm going to... I've tried these now probably a dozen times in my life. They always taste pretty good.
But, I mean, when you torch it, you don't want, like, the flame on it. You
look,
just,
I know. You don't think I've toasted marshmallows with a flamethrower little thing before? Come on, guys.
With a flamethrower.
No, you know what I mean. Like with the... With the blowtorch, like with the blowtorch.
I
want to
see you do that, though.
That would be kind
of
cool.
Man, let's get that Kickstarter going. Yeah. Get me a used Elon Musk flamethrower.
And then we'll just cook different
and
stuff
then
with
coat
it.
Coat me in marshmallow and have somebody flamethrower me.
So
that's
kill
a
you?
Bad idea.
Have someone kill you with a flamethrower?
What are you smoking, Andy?
Yeah, I don't know. Cover you in fluff. You haven't even hit it yet.
I think that if you cover me in enough, if you cover something in enough,
no, it becomes
marshmallow.
It becomes molten. It's you don't use marshmallow, but you can. I'll tell you what you can do because I've done it.
I just want to be
battered,
covered in
batter.
You've done this. You said, "Hold on, here's something you can do
because
I've done this."
Saying.
No, I have done this. When I was in high school, I worked at KFC. Okay, we should take and stick our hands down in the batter
in the oil.
And you pull it up and go right in the fryer.
Yeah,
and then just.
Just leave it there for maybe 10 seconds.
Oh.
Pull it out. You got like a corn dog arm, man.
Wow.
It doesn't hurt you at all.
All right. New dream unlocked.
No one try this at home because
please don't.
We did it. We were idiots. And I can't tell you.
Let's cover me in batter. Find some oil.
Versus other batter.
Let's make an Andy corn dog.
KFC batter back then. You could do it. I'm not speaking for today. This is 40 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know anything, so don't try this at home.
Now it's all liquidy and doesn't stick.
There's like one dude who 40 years ago was telling everybody he knew, was like, I swear to God, I saw one of those people in that fucking KFC stick his arm in the batter and then put it in the fryer. That's why I never eaten at KFC again in my life. It's like, no, that never fucking happened.
No, it definitely happened. It was crazy.
Yeah. So we're smoking that. Brandon brought some joints.
Yeah, what are we smoking? It's turning into what are we eating?
Yeah, exactly. That's making me hungry. I brought a pre-roll Grizzly Peak. I got it from THC. Big Steve OG is the strain. Those are pretty good. And then I got Snoop OG by, I want to say it's Cali Buds. Yeah, it's been pretty good.
Does it have a picture of
Snoop?
It has a picture, kind of an AI picture of Snoop with two bags of weed and
so
the joint.
It's his brand. That's what I was saying.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I don't think it's his brand. It's
you think they just
Cali Buds.
You think he's going to sue the hell out of them?
Well, it's his strain. He's got a strain named after him.
So, yeah. So, interesting. So, if it's a strain and you buy Snoop OG, you have to call it Snoop OG.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, if he sells Snoop OG, it's not it doesn't maybe have to necessarily go through his own company.
I think when you put his picture on the thing, I think you better give him some damn money.
Well, I think that's why it's an AI generated.
You could just put
knockoff picture,
like black dude with this specific
hairstyle
and then holding up two bags of weed, and then just this is the name of the weed. Just like they had a, what was it, Obama OG was one of them, right? Like you could do an AI Obama. I don't think, and I think like it's okay. Right, because
well,
it's just
because
the name of the strain was
different a little bit. Than
but also, but Snoop's a celebrity. We could literally make a strain of weed and call it Christian Bale OG.
Well, if you can do that, that means I can make a breakfast cereal and call it whoever I want to.
But weed's different because it's a like a plant strain or whatever. Like that's
they haven't set
instead of
the
oats. Oats aren't plants.
No, but I don't. I feel like there aren't. No, but I feel like there aren't regulations. That's
because the FDA is not a part of it.
I don't know.
It's not the FDA that would do that. That would be you suing for
standards,
you know, using your that's not really. I understand legality,
but look at Skywalker OG. It's one of the most popular brands of all time. You don't think George Lucas makes money on that, do you?
No.
But Skywalker is 100% his invention. They're naming it after Luke Skywalker, a character that he made, and they just
put a picture of Luke Skywalker on there, it becomes an issue.
Sure, but. How many fucking Skywalker things is there, like a lightsaber or something that looks like a lightsaber, whatever?
Because
like,
Skywalker's just like a name. It's not a...
But people use direct Star Wars, like, not direct, but...
But you're using an example kind of like Kleenex, and you can... It's like Kleenex has already lost that suit because it became part of the lexicon. So anything that becomes part of the lexicon, you can use.
Okay, but...
Like, for example, Kleenex. You can, you know, you can just say, get me a Kleenex. It doesn't mean you're calling out the brand. You're
well, I mean, technically.
About a tissue.
I mean, I guess, yeah. But that, but when I say Kleenex, I specifically mean Kleenex. Because otherwise, I'd say, hand me a tissue. Because I know that there's a difference.
Well, isn't that special?
It's been one of those. It's
I
been one of those.
Tissues.
It's been one of those. I've got. You
tissue,
say I've got issues.
Tissue,
oh,
tissue or
I've
napkins.
Got issues.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's one of those things that you that people have talked about for so long. It's like Kleenex is the brand name and tissue is what it is.
Or Coke.
Or Q-tip.
Coke's kind of lost its brand. You lose your brand identity if it becomes a...
Well, a Q-tip.
Or, yeah, Q-tip, same thing. Cotton you buy swab. Off-brand Q-tips.
But Coke,
not,
I feel like Pepsi and RC, there's so many other contenders to Coke that Coke... But then also... I want to go get a Coke. Might not necessarily
mean a Coke, right?
Coca-Cola,
soda,
soda. But that's also, I think, just this side of the country.
True,
because other people call it pop or soda in other parts of the country.
Midwest is pop, South is Coke.
Yeah,
South is
soda.
Coke for any drink.
I'm sure someone says soda, you know, soda, some sort of accent.
Well, my wife was watching some reality TLC show of some sort, and it was like these people in Utah, like, I don't know if it's like a Mormon thing or what, I don't know what, it's like a Mormon dating show or some dating show. And she was, you know, I kind of caught a part of it. And like their main thing they like to do, instead of going to coffee shops, go to soda shops.
They have giant soda shops.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, this is my soda order. They do two pumps of this, blah, 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 blah. So it's like, they treat like Starbucks, but it's not Starbucks. It's soda shops.
It's a soda shop,
And I'm like, what the fuck? Like I like soda. I love soda, but like, I just drink Coke or whatever's available.
Yeah, they have things called dirty sodas and different
well,
names.
Yeah,
I would go check
awesome.
It out. I would check it out.
Yeah,
like,
it's cool.
Yeah,
it's,
it sounds like fun. Yeah. I wish we had one, but I don't know if I'd be there every day. Like, I don't go to Dutch Bros every day, right? Like, I make coffee at home.
But
like,
wait, but I thought Mormons weren't allowed to
have caffeine. They're non-caffeinated.
Caffeine.
They're
allowed caffeine. They're only not allowed either coffee or tea or whatever.
Certain
and tea
stimulants.
It's not because of the stimulants. It has some. It's some weird thing. I don't know what it is. Because they actually own like Pepsi.
So if you support Pepsi, you're supporting the Mormon. You're the Latter-day Saints. Cool.
Yeah, it's
or
all companies.
Whatever.
It's not. Yeah.
Yeah. But also, they go hard on soda. Out.
Apparently,
that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're the coolest cult. That's what I was
saying. The coolest cult.
Okay, Mike, don't alienate our entire
That's not.
Religion.
I'm saying I like them. I love them. If I was going to be religious, that's the religion I would choose. They're all cool.
Yeah, they're nice, friendly people.
Yeah, they're friendly. They help people. Yeah. They're actually charitable. They do all the right stuff. You know?
Yeah.
So I know that here's one of those things. So is this considered racism now? No, hear me out before you say anything. And I'm not even
religions.
Trying to call you out. It's just, but there's enough now, that they there's like something called like the Mormon face. So there absolutely is enough genetic gene pool there to like almost create another race. If you're thinking of like, I don't know, this is probably a tricky thing, but it's like, if are Jewish people another race of people of like, are they their own race or is it just religion? You could also maybe apply that to Mormons. Christianity is too big of a blanket, so that's just like its own sure. thing. But by saying all these things, Mormons are so nice, they're so friendly, yeah. they're so charitable, are all very nice things to say about people, but
generalizing.
So, yeah. But so is Asian people are so good at math. Black people are so good at sports.
Yeah, it's stereotypes.
That's what I'm
yeah.
saying. No,
they're stereotypes. They're just good stereotypes.
But,
yeah.
no, well.
There's good and there's bad stereotypes.
But the thing is.
Every pocket of. Yeah.
But it's, but. I mean, I agree. Yeah. That
it's not good to generalize.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Is this a form, like even right now saying yeah. Mormon people are so kind and so nice.
Oh, it's
or whatever.
A generalization. Yeah. For sure.
It
yeah.
feels like a just, nice racist remark.
It depends on how sensitive you are.
No, well, guess, sure, I'm not trying to be
that,
sensitive.
That might be a little overly sensitive. Yeah. If you're saying, oh, I like this group of
people. I'm not
of
offended.
People.
I'm yeah. just trying to think of this as like...
It could be considered offensive.
Because, like, I'm sure yeah. Asian people don't like hearing how good they are or how good... I'm sure most Asian people don't want to hear all the time, aren't you supposed to be good at math?
Yeah.
Like, if you met a Mormon person who, like, a real everyday Mormon person just living their fucking life, and they weren't living up to your expectations of being as polite and kind as you anticipate them to be because of the stuff, you might say something like, well, aren't you Mormon? Aren't you supposed to be nice or whatever?
Or
I'm
rude,
just saying.
Or a rude
I think
Canadian.
In usage, that would be kind of rude, yeah.
Or like, what'd you say?
Meeting
a rude Canadian. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
So you're saying that us saying Canadians are nice is racist.
Well,
it's stereotyping.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I'm sure yeah. Canadians
yeah.
hate
in the same way. Yeah. yeah,
I'm sure Canadians hate watching us. Hate seeing every lame attempt at going like, "Oh, eh? Oh, I'll hold the door open for you, eh?" Even I make fucking stupid jokes Canadian, about yeah. polite Canadians in yeah. my stand-up. Like, it's so hack. It's like a hack thing. Yeah. Like, I'm sure most Canadians. Think of other Canadians just like we think of other people as fucking assholes.
Yeah, sure.
I think like you, yeah. you live in Montreal.
I've
every
seen
other,
South Park.
Yeah, sure. Well, that's their Canada episodes are great.
I'm not your buddy, guy.
Yeah, I like when they go to Canada for their Wizard of Oz episode.
Yeah.
No, but I think just like regular human society, if I lived in Montreal, I would probably dislike 80% of the people, just like I dislike 80% of most people here. And it's not, when I say dislike, it's like not wanting to get to yeah. know. Not like I just
not
dislike
actively
you.
Dislike.
But so it's just...
What I can say from the Canadian people that I have met and have gotten to know is they've all told me that most Canadians hate French Canadians. And French yes. Canadians hate all other Canadians.
Yeah. That's
so
true.
there's that.
Sure seems like a polite society to me with apartheid.
Yeah, yeah. They say the French Canadians are rude. That's
yeah.
why they don't like
yeah.
them.
They don't like them because they're rude.
Because
right.
they're
yeah.
rude.
Yeah, exactly. What a fucking
like
generalization.
Canadians are polite.
Just like,
but I'll tell you something else. That's like Germans. People yeah. say the same stuff about Germans. They say they're rude, but it has more to do with their language and the inflections than it does.
It sounds
actually
intense.
What
Wait,
they
but
say.
I don't think people say Germans are rude because.
Oh no! It's
I think.
No, they do.
I think post 1980s, 1990s, Germany has. Since World War II, after yeah. World War II, when they finally got their, when they finally got a government that was like acknowledged the fact that they fucked up in World War II, and they started moving forward from that, it's changed. Like yeah. when I went to Berlin and different parts of Germany, it's one of the most. If I'm going to generalize, like they yeah. seemed like a very nice and friendly and open like people, which
you bastard,
yeah, it is. No.
See
it's
how weird
different.
What your whole point
no,
is.
No.
Weird.
It's different to say, I think, when I visited somewhere, everyone was friendly and nice to me.
That's
as opposed to...
All the Mormons I've met are nice.
Yeah. Well, all you just said more... I think you said Mormons in
because
general.
Because I'm generalizing my experience.
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not even... I agree with you. Yeah. Mormons generally are nice and they're friendly from all the ones I've met as well. Yeah. But...
They always try to invite you to their church. And
yeah.
Yeah. But also, they give me, like, homeschool vibes.
Yes.
You know, like, someone who's been homeschooled.
See, now that's racist.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little...
Oh, wait, sorry.
Yeah, wait
Here's the thing. I never said...
I say all these nice things, and I'm the racist one. He's over here.
Just because I can acknowledge it doesn't mean I don't behave in the same behavior. I'm just aware of it, I guess, is also the... Yeah. Imagine the hell I'm living in my head where I... Or
yeah, your day to day life
wakes up, looks in the mirror. I'm a monster.
I'm a monster. Yet there's nothing I can do about it. Because you're absolutely right. I think most Mormons, besides my buddy Joseph, who he broke away and had a really cool, like, he followed the Grateful Dead for a year.
Almost like a Rumspringer.
He had a Rumspringer, yeah. And his Rumspringer was awesome. And that's when we really got to hang out and do some cool shit. But what was great about that, and maybe I shouldn't have said his name. Anyway, Joseph, the most popular name of all of Mormonism, yeah. So it's fine. He did like a year and a half, maybe 2 years. He like hooked up with a chick. It was awesome. Like, he had a great time. He did shrooms all the time. He was just living life. We hang out. We're just smoking weed. Maybe we did some shrooms or whatever, but then we start listening to, who are those two guys? Hello, Darkness, My Old Friend.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah. We listen to that album, and that song's great, yeah. But then it gets really religious. Oh, yeah. It's really like, yeah. Lord, I fucked up. Like, yeah. You know, whatever.
Oh, with the head full of mushrooms?
Oh, God. So he was sitting there. And he just starts crying. And I'm like, what's going on? He's like, I messed up, man. And the next day, back to the church. So he's back with it. I don't know what happened from then, but.
We just lost our Mormon fan base.
Maybe. I stood up for you in the beginning.
I don't think we had any.
Yeah, I don't think we did either. Why would you listen
to this? And that was our What Are We Smoking?
What Are We Smoking?
/ political views.
/ everything. All right. So, yeah. Fuck it. Last year, if you listened to our episode. It was our season one finale. I think it was season one.
I don't know anymore.
I think season one,
yeah,
finale.
Season one finale
was Die Hard. And then we didn't do anything for our season two finale.
Yeah.
Fuck you. And then now it's our season three finale. So with tradition, we decided
it's
to
our
do.
It's our new tradition. We're going to continue this, we say, as we always continue everything we say we're going to do.
Yeah.
We're going to continue on through all of the Die Hards, right?
Well,
on a season finale?
Yeah, if we make it to season 30, Mike's death 5 years from now, we'll. But yeah, no, we're gonna continue to review the Die Hards as we move forward. But today, it's Die Hard 2. Die Harder?
Die
is that
harder.
The.
Harder.
Did it say
it's
it in
on
the credits?
Bottom of, it did not say it in the credits, but it is on the bottom of the box art.
Yeah. Die Harder.
Yeah. So I don't know if they added that.
I think
later
it's like a tagline.
A, yeah, tagline.
So it's just Die Hard 2 with the tagline, Die Harder. Great. I didn't know it took place in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
That's cool. I immediately was like, oh, it's, yep, the airport one. I remember now. Because it's probably the one I watched the least. Because
see, really? It's one of the better ones.
Yeah.
Well, my favorite is 3.
Of course. But 3, this is my second favorite.
But I like 1 a lot.
I like 1 a lot, too.
And I like 3. And then
these are tough. It's one of the only branches you can think of where you go, everybody kind of is like, which one's best?
Back to the Future,
which is a great
well.
Sign, you know, because that means they're all really good.
I'd say this and Back to the Future are the two that are like that for me. That it's like, it just depends on my mood.
Well, until you get to like some of the later ones in this.
Yeah. After the first three.
Yeah.
Then after that, it's kind of, I mean, the first one, what is it? What was the first one? The fourth one was.
Well, there's Live Free, Die Hard, and A Good Day to Die Hard.
I think Live Free and Die Hard was the one that was okay, but then A Good Day to Die Hard was terrible.
What, his son changes, I know, like actors, right?
Yeah.
Like, it goes from whoever was hot at the time to whoever was hot at the time as the guy.
Because I think was Justin Long his son, or was he just someone?
I think he was just a hacker.
No, it was his daughter's boyfriend or something.
Yeah, something like
that.
Yeah,
but didn't he have a son in that, though?
I don't remember. I think his son was in the last one.
Maybe
I guess we'll find out in 2 years.
Yeah.
So I love when cops hold each other accountable. I love that. So when John parks in front of the airport, he gets a ticket, and I love that. I watch videos of that exclusively on YouTube of like cop gets arrested by other cop because I'm just like, yeah, hold each other accountable if they break the law.
Yeah, it should happen more.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if you're breaking the law, they should be held to the same, you know, standards as everyone else. A lot of Christmas music playing for this Christmas movie.
Oh yeah, right away it's Christmas.
It came out on July 4th.
Yeah.
Did it come out on July 4th?
It came out on July 4th. It's hilarious.
It's
the trailer came out at Christmas.
Yeah.
Huh. But I could. It is kind of a like a America movie though. It's like fight terrorists, you know, like so I get the July 4th vibe. But it is a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
It definitely is.
Right away, first 5 minutes, you're like, yeah, oh, it's, yeah, Christmas, it's Christmas movie.
You got the fucking Christmas music playing, Christmas decorations, everybody's traveling for Christmas. It's more Planes, Trains, and Automobiles vibe, but yes, more Christmas than Thanksgiving. It's like if Planes, Trains, and Automobile had a sequel, it would be Die Hard 2. So if I, if I looked like that dude, I would do naked yoga every day of my life.
What an interesting choice to start this movie out.
I thought for the longest time that
that
was
the... ready in the morning?
And is that the only scene that made this rated R? Because
there's the language and the
lot
violence.
Of language. They say fuck so many times.
Do you think if this came out today, it would be rated R?
Because of the fucks.
Yeah.
You're only allowed one fuck in a PG-13.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know there was a count.
One or two.
One, I don't know. Maybe they've increased it to two, but you're allowed one fuck in a PG-13. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. And then I think
you're allowed brief nudity, I think, in PG-13.
Maybe some titties.
Brief nudity.
So I think that would have been.
And this
would have
been okay,
brief.
Yeah, because it was just kind of a little butt cheek scene.
Yeah.
It wasn't much.
Oh, yeah. I don't even think that really would have. They rated two. That would have been PG-13, whatever. But, yeah, he ripped dude. And he's just doing naked yoga. I thought that was the opening to Apocalypse Now. And I don't...
There's a scene in Apocalypse Now in the beginning.
Yeah.
But it's not the... I guess it's like during the opening monologue where he's like talking about what he's doing and he's getting drunk in his room.
But he has pants on, I think. And he's
One point, he ends up naked, though.
Does he?
Yeah. But at the point when he's naked, he's like in the corner. It's after he's like punched a mirror and he's bleeding and he's all fucked up. You know.
Okay, but in my mind, I've always mixed those two up.
Yeah, that one's got the Caterpillar 60s song, the White Rabbit.
Jefferson Airplane.
There you go. Yeah, it's got that song playing.
That's Creed. Yeah.
Even for all that scene, I did not find this villain that
menacing.
Menacing.
Which makes it even more menacing if you think about it, because here's the thing.
He's tactical.
It's real easy to point at a Hans Gruber or his brother in the third one, which I think they realized the mistake that they made, where it's like we needed a Hans Gruber,
right?
Which we didn't get. But I think it's actually a little scarier, because if you look at all the movies, probably even the later ones, this one has the highest kill count of civilians. Mm-hmm. Like at least 230 people die in that airplane. Which is tragic, right? And I think you see like John McClane react to that in a fucking tragic way. He's like, shell shocked from it for like a decent little part of the movie.
Yeah.
Like that's serious, and that's because there was a guy that's not fucking around. He's doing his job perfectly.
It's more military. Yeah,
he doesn't
doing his job. Yeah,
he doesn't care about John McClane.
No.
Other than he's a nuisance, other than he's getting in his way.
Right.
It's like he doesn't need to have a cat and mouse.
Yeah, it's not personal.
He's not robbing anything. He's doing this for a military, for a personal agenda.
And that was also the first one, too. Hans Gruber had that kind of same mentality. Like, it wasn't a vendetta against John McClane.
No, he respected. He ended up respecting John McClane.
At the end, yeah.
But they had a back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This one, we didn't. They had a talk once.
Yeah.
And that's about it. And then a fight at the end. But... Mm-hmm. That's all we needed. This guy was just ruthless efficiency, and I like that. Like, really ruthless efficiency. Oh, we lost our guy. Wait, what's that?
Everything was timing, though.
Everything was timing.
Military timing.
Well,
which I will say.
And the other military guy at the end
is
more scary to me.
The general?
The general, because he was a true turn.
Yeah.
You know, the other guy's a bad guy throughout.
The other colonel.
You're talking about the special ops guy. You're talking about Jack Bauer. Black Jack Bauer.
Black Jack Bauer.
Because he's part of the counter-terrorist unit that gets sent.
To me, he's a scarier character because of the turn.
Yeah.
And because of the way he interacts with John.
Well, and because you don't see, like, your first watch through, you don't see it coming.
No.
You know, and then you don't catch, you don't really catch the blue and the red until you're like, you know it's coming. Like, then you're like, okay.
I think even the first time I watched it, I was like.
I was a kid. I don't really
the
remember.
Moment they. Oh, I mean, maybe not the first time, but the moment I was like, when I watched this as like with a clear view, I remember the line of the new guy that sits down. Well, I just joined the unit. The one guy got sick and I just started, and then followed up with, Well, yeah, wasn't he part of your, like, when John looks at him suspiciously, like, he was part of your unit, wasn't he? It's like, yeah, I taught him everything he knows. I was like, oh, yeah. So you're the bad guy.
Like, maybe he's learned a few things.
So you guys are working together.
Yeah.
So you showed up, of all the counter-terrorist units in all the fucking world, how quickly did they show up? Think about that. They must have been right around the corner. Like, I know they're in Washington, D.C., but, like, yeah. There's bad weather. Like, they, how long did it take them to get there? 5 minutes? I don't know. It's all a little bit suspect. Yeah.
Definitely the part that gives it away is when the chief of the police station there is on the phone with the guy, that the technician guy that was with John McClane at the church, and he's given the address, and he just grabbed the paper and it's like, all right, we got it, and like no conversation whatsoever. You know, just like, all right, here we go.
I don't remember that part.
It was quick.
Okay.
Was super quick.
The upside down facts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, then that would have given it away.
Yeah.
I put, hey, they mentioned that he has children, which I like. I don't think they mentioned that in the first one.
They did. John McClane.
Yeah,
they go to the kid's house. That's why the...
Do we see the kids in the first one?
Yeyeah, briefly. And the housekeeper. That's why the mom hates the newscaster guy.
Why? I forgot all about
that.
That's
why the wife hates the newscaster guy, because he went to their house and then told the housekeeper that was there, was like, I'm going to call INS unless you let me in. And, like, was, like, filming everything. And he's the one that, like, let it out.
He's on the plane, then he's on the plane. He's from
the
first movie.
Yeah, got it. Okay, so I forgot
about that.
About his, I remember that he was, I remember them not getting along. I just forgot why. I guess it's been a minute.
Yeah.
They have a great back and forth, him and Holly. Yeah. Throughout it, him getting, it's like, I have to be 50 yards from her. Then the stewardess coming up and, like, can I get you a champagne? I love that. It was just so good. I tried, I tried it out on my dog.
Oh my god!
Poor thing, limped for a week.
I just fell down laughing. First of all, it's one of the things about this movie. This movie has so many weird scenes like that. Like this lady just walks on a fucking plane with a taser.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's one of my notes. Is so pre 9/11 airport.
Yeah. How about pre anytime airport?
Yeah, guns in the airport, smoking in the airport,
smoking in the airport. I was like, that note too about smoking. Yeah.
How hazy the plane was.
Oh, geez, all of it. There's this movie. As if you were to sit down and look at this movie, the writing in this movie for those kinds of things.
Yeah.
It's so bad, but it's still such a great movie. But it doesn't matter.
But it was a different time, though.
It was a different time. This was the
early 90s. It was probably a lot easier to actually get through security with weapons and things like that back then.
He did mention ceramic pistols and stuff. They didn't have X-ray.
Yeah.
No.
They was just metal detectors and one dude probably watching to see if there was anyone of color.
Yes, but the taser was metal.
Probably mostly,
Yeah, it was
the taser was metal.
Yeah, that was metal.
The taser could
but it was
not
also
get on a plane.
Old white lady and pre 9/11. Remember, they used to let people bring knives on airplanes.
I got a hip replacement.
I flew on planes then, Andy, and trust me, you couldn't get a taser on a plane.
I
some old lady in her purse is not getting a taser on a plane.
It was ceramic, Mike.
Okay.
She got it from the same German company.
What were those metal tips made out of? What metal that's not detectable by a metal detector?
It was a tiny. Well, you know what? Honestly, Mike. Real quick, old lady walks in with a bag. It beeps the metal. Oh, it's just my little things. And the guy's like, oh, well, you're white. You're okay. Go on through, lady. Did I just, is that not wrong? So pre 9/11 airport? Yeah. There's one guy. She's white. She's getting through. Now, if she was any other color, then you're right. No taser gets on, Mike. And that's the racist society that we lived in.
The 90s in Washington, D.C.
Dick. And then I put, codename Buckwheat. Okay. Fun. Yeah. One of the dudes, and then really savage kill of that really sweet guy that runs the daycare church. Who's just in there, the old man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, this movie's pretty dark because he's standing there. He's like, I feel like I'm dying along with this church. And then, okay. So the guy's like, you're right. And then kills him.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
What a dick
you
move.
Are.
Such a dick move.
What a fucking asshole. Was he? I bet you he didn't even have orders. It's like, you know, we could probably just, if we just convince the guy that we work for there, we could probably. No, they would have had to set up a whole thing. So they would have had to kill him at some point.
Yeah.
But
But the whole it's like this, the premise, that premise, just setting that up, that whole thing. This movie's ridiculous. That, okay, if you are on an airplane, yeah, this happens all the time. The towers go down. It happens constantly.
Fly to another fucking airport.
They don't have to fly to another airport. Another tower just picks it up. Oh, you cannot, true. This yeah. whole thing had taken, the whole thing is impossible.
Yeah. There's only one control
radio,
tower.
I have a radio at my house I can talk to airplanes on.
Okay.
But okay. I'm just saying, the whole thing is ridiculous.
When they went to that church and dug up the backyard for what I'm assuming was
all the
hours of real time to get the internet working in early 90s.
Yeah.
That's,
days.
I think you're making my point, yes.
Yeah. At that point, I think you got what they probably made. Was like jammers,
EMP,
like jammers. I'm sure they put a radius of like 10 miles around the place, which might be doable. 10 miles, that's all you'd really need. Jammers.
No, that's what I'm saying. You don't, unless you're jam, because they weren't jamming the aircraft; they were jamming the tower.
Yeah,
because they could talk 50, to the aircraft 100 miles. Still. So you'd have to go. No, you'd have to go thousands of miles. That's what I'm saying. It's impossible. It's completely impossible. Right now, there's a snowstorm. In New York.
But there was
their
several
tower goes
storms,
down,
snowstorms.
L.A. can pick that up.
I think
that's what I'm saying.
Maybe today.
No, even then.
Sure.
Not, air traffic control has not changed.
I'm going to believe that the movie in this, whatever, like I'm in Die Hard universe, which we see, okay, what you're then in the next movie when they, you're going to question that there's two chemicals that can mix together that like can blow up a whole school if it's just two vials.
No, that exists. I mean,
I don't think it does, but I think it's made up magic bullshit. And you just gotta. This is me telling you, Mike. It's a movie.
I know, that's hilarious. I'm just taking Andy's normal tact and he's attacking it. It's hilarious.
Oh shit.
Well, no, I just think that's a that's
you guys
a little
both
bit
making
nitpicky.
A turn for season. Three?
That's
season
a bit nitpicky,
four?
Yeah.
That's nitpicky? 37-second hand grenades?
Yeah, they took forever.
Oh, the hand grenades I'll give you.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Those took forever.
Listen, this movie's full of that.
Long enough for him to get buckled in.
I love it. I don't care. Yeah. I think it's funny.
It is.
I find it is
all
almost
the one-liners.
Comedy at that point. It's just like, there's no ejector seats in those planes.
It's your line, Mike.
They don't exist. It's slapstick.
But I'm gonna use
it's a workplace comedy, Andy.
I don't think we have enough fans that have listened to enough episodes for any of that to pay off.
Man,
I feel like
at least
no,
for
but
us.
But I do. I will say this: this movie, the Die Hard universe, is proving that it's like an alternate reality of our own kind of deal. Because it's like the same thing with the Pulp Fiction world. It's like cops aren't reactive, you know, to situations in a way that they should be.
Oh, you mean like when he pulls out the gun and shoots McClane? When McClane pulls out
the machine gun?
The machine
and
gun.
And unloads an entire clip and there's
the
10
cops
fucking
just
cops.
Stand around.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would probably
that
not happen.
Also, just the very beginning was in the luggage room and they have a shootout and and then the cops show up a few minutes later. Hey, so he said he showed you his ID and you just
where's
let him in
your
here.
Badge?
Whatever?
Where's your badge?
Yeah,
and I understand maybe not everyone in the airport hears the gunshots, but someone does.
Somebody, for sure.
I like how that the
steamroller
it was steam powered. No,
yeah.
The conveyor belt. The conveyor belt was steam powered.
Was it?
You didn't notice all the steam shooting up in the.
Maybe
like,
it was.
Yeah, there was. That whole room was full of steam.
Yeah.
I this is where I made my first
that's
note.
That's funny. Steam powered conveyor belts. Yeah.
Let's visit all the places in the airport. So they're using airport as their set. Let's see how many places they visit. First one was baggage claim. Check. I have more later.
He even calls it out. McClane calls it out in the movie.
What?
Another elevator, another
basement.
He calls it out.
Yeah.
No, but I'm seeing how many different places in the airport we visit. And we visit a lot.
Yeah. Poor John McClane just wants a normal Christmas.
Yeah.
Why does this keep happening?
Does? Cool intimidation trick when the general puts the gun against his dude's head, and he's like, yeah, well, you fucked up, and or pulls the trigger, and there's no bullet. Here's what I don't understand. Now, I know that I'm, first off, why does he have an empty gun? That doesn't make sense for him to have an empty gun. Like, he puts it back in his holster. Like, well, he has an empty gun. It does him no good having that gun on him.
Well, he only pulled the hammer, didn't he? He didn't cock it, so he didn't load a round. He didn't have a round.
There still could be bullets in it.
Yeah,
it
just
that's the way they work.
I guess, but okay. So let's assume that's what happened. But also, I know that I often say
training purposes.
Sure, but I often say that. You're saying that's a training method?
Yeah.
Shooting him like
bad dog.
Yeah. Kaylee at work has been using, like, when I go somewhere that I'm not supposed to go, she's like, Andy, no. No.
Bad dog, Andy.
Get over here. It's been working, and that's the problem. But he, what was I going to say? So he uses that tactic on him. I know that I argue that goons should be good goons and that you should always follow your master or whatever, or your leader or the head of the organization when you're a goon in these types of movies. But that does not include when the leader's about to kill you. Because there is a
self-preservation.
You don't owe him your life. You owe him your life in the service of combat or whatever the fuck you need to go do. You need to go fight some heroes or whatever. Go fight some heroes, and if you die, you die. But that's the reward. That's the risk reward that you're taking on as a goon. When he puts a gun to your head, you pull one out, and there's three bullets in his chest, and you've moved out of the way, right? And then everyone looks at you, and they go, what the fuck? And you're like, well, he just tried to kill me. And then, you know, you maybe get in a shootout with them. That's what happens. But you don't let him pull the fucking trigger. That was some bullshit. Like, I just think that was one of the... As a goon, stand up for yourself sometimes. I don't know. I have a weird stance on goons, I guess. The captain scene is funny. Like what a bad captain. The captain of the police, them having the back and forth in the station. But, like, he's a shitty police officer for not closing down that section of the airport.
You talking about Sipowicz?
Sipowicz, is that his name?
Sipowicz. Yeah.
Is that
that's
the...
not his name in this. Never mind. It's not.
Something else.
It's in something else, yeah. But either Hill Street Blues or one of those cop shows.
Oh, you're talking
Dennis
about
Franz.
NYPD
Blue. NYPD
Blue,
yeah. NYPD
Blue. You see his ass.
Yeah.
It was the first ass on TV.
Yeah. That's right. Damn. And his wife.
Sorry. Yeah.
No, I think his wife had the first nudity on TV, too. I think his wife had the first nudity on television, also.
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good little tidbit of trivia you knew there, Andy. Yeah. First ass on TV was his.
Yeah.
You were certain about it, too.
I was. I am. I've seen it. Yeah.
I specifically looked it up.
It's just one of those weird things. My dad, has all the NYPD Blues on DVD. Really liked that show. And then, you just see these things. The pilots moving the drug general guy are way too chill when those jets leave. Oh, hey. Our F-16 escorts are leaving.
Took off.
Yeah. That's fine. We're only 3.5 hours away from the airport.
So what I remember, that for some odd reason, so I didn't have my Hulu. I need to redo my Hulu subscription. So I just rented it on Prime last night, the 4K version or whatever. But I remember when I watched this movie when I was younger, I could have sworn there were subtitles for what the pilots say after the planes leave, like, oh, we lost our escort. Like, it's okay, we're only...
Yeah, there was no subtitles.
There was no subtitles.
No, there wasn't. Because I'm like, why the fuck do we get to know what they're saying?
Yeah, I was like, what the hell? Like, I remember what they said, and, like, I know what they say, but, like...
Wait, I heard them.
You heard them in Spanish?
But you saw the subtitle, right?
I heard them in English.
Oh, they were in English? The pilots?
I heard them say, maybe I read
how
it.
How were you smoking of that when you were watching?
No, but they literally say like, oh, hey, our escorts are gone. Oh, no worries. We're only 3.5 hours away from the airport.
Yeah, they say it in Spanish.
Do they? Really? Yes.
They say it in Spanish.
Did I read that?
Yeah, you must have. Because
you must have, because my copy also had no subtitles.
I don't see language.
I was on Hulu and no subtitles.
Yeah, and then the general asks his guy. He asks him for a light. Well, first he asks him for something else. Like, hey, can you loosen these cuffs?
Hey,
like,
these
no.
are pretty tight. It's only just you and me. You want to let these loosen these tights. And he goes, oh, I'm not allowed to do that.
He's a good boy.
And then he goes, oh, yeah, you're doing great. Oh, that's good. But, you know, lighting me, that's one thing. That's different than freedom, giving a man a light. And then it cuts him choking him, which is a real fucking Jamie Lannister bullshit move to do.
But I just
and I wouldn't have that reference 2 or 3 weeks ago.
But... I thought it was a weird take, though, or a weird like thing to not have the subtitles. I mean, I knew what they were saying, but like...
But like I said, there's so many weird choices.
Yeah,
in this movie.
Yeah.
The airport
well, that was a, no, but that was a streaming choice.
Streaming choice,
yeah. Probably streaming, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you find it strange when you were watching this to see the phone banks in the airport? It was so weird.
Well, I thought it was funny that he's like, what was the line? I wrote that line
and
down.
Yet she's on a phone in the plane.
Yeah.
He's,
John, it's the 90s.
Progress died with the invention of frozen pizza while using a payphone.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, the whole
like, now we have
it was
cell
just
phones.
Strange. The whole thing was strange. And then they were all Pacific Bell cell phones, which
was
really strange.
It had to be advertising.
Except for Pacific Bell
is
wouldn't
not...
be in Washington.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't remember the Baby Bells. They were, that was West Coast.
It was.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. This sounds like something interesting. What do you mean Pacific Bell phones wouldn't be? I understand the name Pacific and probably Bell are very much West Coast things.
It was the old AT&T. They broke up AT&T in the 80s. And they made them go into like 7 different companies. And they were regionally set. So they couldn't, like Pacific Bell could not operate in Washington, D.C.
Got it.
Washington, D.C. had it was an AT&T subsidiary. It was a different company that did Washington. Like where I lived in Missouri was different. Texas was different.
Hold on.
Southwestern Bell's what we had.
But you're talking East Coast. But this is Washington, D.C., District of Columbia. It's not a state, right? Isn't it like its own thing?
Yeah, that wouldn't matter.
Why not? Couldn't they?
Regional. But, not state.
But
regional.
I get that. But
regional
but,
bells. Is what
but Washington, D.C. kind of exists on its own thing. I understand it's on the East Coast, but isn't it supposed to stand separate from the rest of America because it's our capital? Isn't that why it's a District of Columbia?
No, they're trying
isn't
to make it a state anyway. That's not even...
They're
that's
what?
Not, they're still trying to make it a state. That's never been the case.
No, but they could have different... Okay, I agree with you on the regional thing. I'm sure they're wrong by having the Pacific Bells
right,
in these movies.
Yeah.
But it's also Washington, D.C. They might have different rules. They could have governmental contracts with Pacific Bell. You
okay,
don't know.
Andy.
I'm just
whatever.
Saying.
You could be right. It doesn't matter.
It's just a movie, Andy.
It's
just
matter.
A movie. The facts... How modern. How cool. Yeah. The goons. What did I put? Yeah. The goons are sure are going through a lot to get the internet is what I put. Shutting down the airport lights is pretty genius of an idea. And then even more so making them.
Changing
think,
the ground
oh,
level.
God, that's what a diabolical thing.
Yeah. Okay. But that scene again, another scene that has a really fucked up, the whole part of that scene. Okay. You.
The final
the manhole cover. No, the manhole cover in the runway.
Yeah.
What about it?
How
it's
long it takes
the,
to get out?
The most insane thing you've ever seen.
If
you
see
can't
the
put
coming,
a manhole. There's no manhole covers on runways.
No. Not even flat.
It doesn't
like
exist.
That.
It
yeah.
cannot exist. A plane that size,
would
if you
right
think about it.
It
would go right through it.
Yeah.
A Wait, man could not lift
but that
a manhole
wasn't a
cover.
Manhole
yes, it was.
Cover. It was like a huge grate.
That a man came up through, I would call that manhole cover.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I would consider,
it was a huge grate. Like, that's what made him so...
Okay.
My
point is
like
the plane would crush
shit.
That.
Yeah, okay, but
that's
what about...
That's the point. A plane
you're telling
would crush
me,
it. It doesn't exist.
You know
it's
for
impossible.
A fact that on every...
Yes.
every
I know for a fact that on every runway there are no manhole
every
covers.
Every runway
yes.
across the world.
For a fact.
Why would there be?
I don't know. Why do they put one in this?
Because it's a movie.
Because they needed a plot thing to move it forward.
You don't think
so
they did any research,
it.
Though?
What?
You don't think they did any research?
No.
Obviously not. I will promise you that if there's a piece of steel that a 727 can drive over, a man cannot lift it.
Plus,
okay, so then the real problem would be John was too, he shouldn't have been able to lift it, is really what you're saying.
Well, if it was to exist at all, yes, but
it
doesn't
like
exist
cement.
At all. They would not do it. That's
but
the
also,
point.
Maybe they wasn't landing on a runway. I know that he lands on he
they
lands.
Actually named the runway.
No, but he says, I'm not going to that runway. I need to make an emergency land. I'm going
to
go here instead.
Right.
So, I mean, maybe, but he also didn't have lights. they had to switch the lights over. I don't know. Maybe he wasn't going exactly where he was supposed to go, the exact heading.
I swear, you just argue with me.
I'm just arguing.
Anything I bring up, you just are like, I'm like, whatever, Andy. Okay, sure, there's manhole covers on airport runways.
Starting to see what last week was like.
Yeah. Why aren't you stopping this, Brennan?
Because it's entertaining.
You're supposed to stop it.
But I also agree with Mike on that one, though. That's
I'm
going to
look it up. If I find a single fucking runway but in the world that has a grate on it,
that you can lift,
I will be happy. But
be happy if you can.
But you got to think, this was 90s, pre-internet. So they're going to throw a bunch of stuff in there that's not real. Like nobody's going to research it. Nobody had a way to research it back then. I mean, they could go to the library and look shit up, but like, who's going to do that? Like, over
a
movie.
I just feel like they would have visited
an airport.
The
point to it wasn't even that it doesn't exist. The point to it would be impossible.
Well, and how long it takes him to get out while he's seeing the plane coming to land. Like, that plane's there already.
It's a little silly.
Like, it's quick.
But
it's silly. That's my point.
Yeah. It's
kind
silly,
of
but I feel like it's, I don't know.
The movie itself is silly. It has a lot of silly things in it.
Speaking of which, I guess, would be that elevators don't have an emergency stop button.
No.
They have call buttons. There's not a stop button. I promise you, you go into an elevator right now and hit the emergency button or whatever, it's just going to call 911, and that's only if you get stuck. There's no emergency stop button because every fucking teenager in the world would hit it constantly, and it would break elevators all the time. And then it would be a fucking nuisance. So when he presses the emergency stop button and he goes up through the top of the elevator or whatever, and he says, I've done this before, which is funny, and I like that scene. Yeah. First off, he goes up, she does nothing, doors open. So the elevator started moving again on its own, or he stopped it at the floor and hit like a pause button for the doors for like 2 minutes or whatever before going up into the shaft. So like that was a bit of just wonky mechanics. Yeah. So maybe because of that, I'll buy the other stuff that like is. I had to prove to myself that they didn't do the research necessary. So maybe there aren't any runways on the air. And then there are no ejector seats in a 747.
No,
it doesn't. The roof doesn't pop off like that.
Where's the fucking door?
Yeah. And
none of these are to tear the movie down.
I'm not done with that.
Oh, it's still great. Great.
I'm not done with the elevator scene. Because then when the cops, open up the door, they look confused. Immediately, the first thing the cop does is when the door's open, he looks up.
Yeah.
And then they go, wait, aren't there supposed to be two of you? And then they walk into the elevator, look at each other, and then look up. So why did they look up? For one, they had no idea that John escaped through the roof. Here's the rational thing that would have happened. Elevator doors open, one person is inside. Huh, I thought there was supposed to be two. As they're handcuffing her, still standing outside the elevator, being like, all right, well, let's take her to jail and call him and say, hey, there's only one person that came out of the elevator.
Guess the captain's drunk already. Not, only one person.
Yeah, let her go, because she just walks away back to go cause more trouble. And then they walk in confused. The elevator probably shut, and they just went to whatever floor it brought them to, and they're just still looking up going, Just really bad cops.
Well, we're fucked.
Yeah. Well, shit. Let's see more places at the airport that we visit. Basement. Check. Air traffic control tower. Check. We're getting a lot of places here. One of the pilots is the Irish guy from Star Trek. I think his name is O'Grady in the show. He marries the Asian woman. I forgot her name. They have a kid, which is one of the big points because, you know, it's the baby on the show. It's like the new parents on the show. So they have, all that kind of stuff. And then he goes on to Voyager. So he actually is one of the first. Oh, no, sorry. He goes to DS9. DS9.
Is he the same actor that was in Con Air?
I don't
know.
The kind
of John C. Reilly looking guy?
No, he was one of the pilots. He had the accent. He was part of Callaway.
The British one, right?
British one.
Yeah,
he was the main guy.
The main one.
Was that him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He was in Con Air, too. He was the other cop other than John Cusack.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was the one that's like, I'm getting that plane. Like, and he's getting in the helicopters, the attack helicopters.
I've seen Con Air 1,000 times. That's if I ever get into a fight, it's just, ah, right into the nose, and that's instant kill, right? So I mean, it's the forbidden. It's forbidden technology. You can't. Don't tell anyone you know that move. Yeah. But
it's the way.
But it's the way. This is the way. But I. Yeah, he. It was distracting, but yeah, he's one of the few actors in Star Trek. He goes from the Patrick Stewart, Picard, TNG, Next Generation era. He's in all of those, and then Deep Space Nine. He joins that crew, and he's part of the DS9 station like show. So he gets a long Star Trek lifespan.
Yeah, he's one of the longer. Who's the one that's been in the most?
Well, probably if you include Picard as a show. Oh, maybe. I mean, he might be one of the. I looked it up. I think it's him. Yeah, I think it is him. No. Sorry. I'm so sorry. It's not him.
It's not.
No. I know 100% who it is. It's the voice of the computer. It's the chick.
Okay.
No.
It's a chick, but it's not right. That's not a human. So I'm talking
no,
about
No, it
human.
Is a human. A it's human the old. Wife of Gene Roddenberry. Who's
no, I, does... who... I didn't mean that. I meant the characters.
No, I'm talking if you go to the Watch Mojo list, the person who's been in the most Star Trek episodes is voice of computer.
Sure.
And she's been in every single season.
Then I'll say who's second.
Okay. It was...
Who's most screen
time? I think
time
it's him. I think it's
asking.
Grady.
It's not.
No.
It's a female.
I mean, just say it then. I don't think it's... I can't think of anyone.
If I could think of the name, I would,
well,
but I can't.
Just name it. Name what who she is in the show.
She is a... she gets taken by the Borg. Oh, my gosh.
Are you talking about Seven of Nine?
Seven of Nine.
No, Seven of Nine was in a little bit of... No, she was introduced in...
Seven of Nine has carried through four...
Seven of Nine is only in half of Voyager and then Picard. So by that reasoning, Picard has more seasons than she does in his own show plus mm-hmm. Picard. So Picard would be in more than her. Data was in all of Seven plus Picard. So Data's been in more than Seven of Nine. Seven of Nine has only been in the last half of Voyager where she was introduced and then anything she's been a part of now. And she wasn't even in the beginning of Picard. She was introduced later on in Picard. So she has less episodes of even Picard than Picard does. So she's lower on the list, I promise you.
No, I'm thinking of timeline, though. Not so much.
Even timeline.
Time.
She's introduced
not
way
screen time,
yeah,
but
I'm
just how long
time.
She's been in the universe.
How long in the universe
is what
I was
saying.
Referring to. But.
No, wait. No, I'm telling you.
She was taken by the Borg when?
Wait, but we don't see. We meet her as a Borg.
Right.
Yeah, but we meet her in Voyager. We meet her like a
That's
couple.
What I said. I'm not. I wasn't talking about. Screen time.
I don't know what you're talking about.
How long? She was taken hundreds of years before that.
No. No. She was a little girl when she was taken. As a little girl.
Right.
But no, as a regular age, what her age is, little girl. She's not hundreds of years old or whatever. She wasn't. No, she was taken probably while Picard was captain of the Enterprise. Like, she would have been a kid at that point. So, like, even later than that, even. Like, she's much younger than Picard, so she would have been. She was probably not even born when we were watching the first. She was like a. You know what I'm talking about? She. I promise you, she's okay. Not the number one. If you go number one, it's voice of computer. Second,
well, voice
I think
of computer
is,
does make sense for sure.
I
yeah.
think second is either now. Picard might be creeping in on it because of his own show,
right?
And but I think it's still the Grady guy because of his two shows, and that's our Star Trek.
What about Leonard Nimoy? He was kind of.
No, Leonard Nimoy only had
the original
series,
the
a couple of cameos throughout the rest of it, and then the movies.
He was
so,
never a recurring character on the show.
He's up
right.
there. Yeah. He's up there because he has a bunch of Star Trek movies,
sure.
yeah. so he's definitely up there. Yeah. So is Kirk.
Yeah, Kirk yeah. would be too.
But
well,
I
technically, Kirk
could come back.
Because now Kirk's back.
Oh, he is back. Oh, in Picard?
No, in the new one. The new one that's an old one.
Oh, you're talking about the reboot series.
The reboot series.
Any,
yeah.
So you're talking about any time they say the word, this is Captain Kirk. If
right,
it's an
yeah.
animated uh-huh. version, if it's whatever.
Yeah, he's been in.
Oh, and it's actually Shatner playing voice?
No.
No,
we're talking about the new
different...
reboots. We're talking about Star Trek.
Oh, the new movies.
Yeah,
the new character.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
It's Chris Pine or whatever.
Yeah.
If you go off that rationale, Kirk that's might be up
Kirk,
there, because
yeah.
then there's the animated series, but then so is Spock. So I don't know.
Yeah, it gets interesting though. That's yeah. it.
But
talk about someone with some lore.
If
I mean,
we
Star
go,
Trek
But if we go actors,
no, yeah, yeah.
Then I think it's Grady. I think it's the guy from this movie, which is what spawned all this. and then it was just supposed to be a simple thing that you wanted to argue, and you were wrong. God. Oh, and then I put as they're heading towards the wing, and I was like, "Oh, watch out! It's the T-1000 because it's
Robert Patrick,
and he who's also the villain in Double Dragon, which we reviewed not that long ago
this season.
Yeah, this season. So that's our two times we get a random Robert Patrick movie that's not Terminator.
Yeah.
And I love his line. What do I look like to you? Sitting duck. And then shoots him in the head. But holy shit, how bold. All those guys are holding machine guns. Mm-hmm. You shoot this guy point blank and then he just kind of runs away. No one shoots him.
Did he know he had blanks?
Who had blanks? No one had blanks at that point. That was real people shooting each other.
Yeah, they had the red stripes on their
They had red. Okay.
Yeah,
the people that had blanks were the CTU unit, and they weren't there.
No,
yet.
They had blanks too. The other guys, they were both using blanks, shooting each other.
Blanks.
At that point.
But that was a real security team that went
right
with
there,
with the engineer guy.
Yeah,
that was real airport security bullets versus real terrorists with real bullets.
Yeah,
I get that. When they did their fake shootout later.
Yeah. Which is another thing, because you can't switch from blanks to real bullets.
No, don't you have to use a completely different gun?
No, you have to use different blanks. But in those particular weapons, you have to cycle them before you can switch. You can't just take one out and put one in. It doesn't work. The firing pin will blow up.
Okay. Well...
But anyway,
we didn't see them. They might have literally just had guns with blanks, guns without blanks.
No, he pulls a magazine.
Oh,
out.
He does, doesn't he? Okay.
The other one in. Yeah. It's not. It wouldn't work. It would explode in his face.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
I didn't either. Actually, that was research. I didn't know that.
Okay.
I did not know that. That's cool.
I didn't know.
I like the gunfight with all of them.
Yeah.
Oh, and then after that, you have the engineer guy. The air traffic control dude who gets shot in the arm and he's like, whatever. After that, it cuts to the paramedics are just zapping a dead body with the thing. Yeah. And then it cuts over to John having to patch up this dude. I'm like, wait a minute. You have medics just wasting time zapping dead bodies. Just no clear. The guy's not laying flat. There's really just a paddle on his arm or whatever. Like, nope, he's not making it. And then John's just, hey, you all right, buddy? I got you. I just thought that was silly.
I felt like they were trying to like revive him in an online game. Like, don't respawn. Come on. I got
Battlefield.
You.
Battlefield. Battlefield. McClane is a fucking hero. He like when he goes out with those.
He even
with
tells
the fire,
you he's a hero.
Yeah.
He says I'm a hero.
Yeah.
What is his line? He says a line like I'm a hero, not a. I can't even remember what it is.
Oh well,
there's so many one-line.
But when he goes out with the fire. And he's trying to prevent that plane. Like, that was like a cool...
Says, I'm not a cop. I'm a hero.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cool. And then, let's see. And then we get the plane crash. 230 people die. And it hits John fucking hard. He literally... He reacts to it. He's shell-shocked for a good chunk of the movie. After that, like a little good, decent little part. Like, he's fucked up from it. Because he couldn't stop it from happening.
Well,
Everything I could do, and I couldn't stop it.
Yeah,
from
and I'm not sure at the time, was he sure that his wife, that wasn't his wife's plane? He didn't know, right?
No.
He didn't know what plane
it was.
He just thought it could have been any plane.
Yeah, any plane.
Let's visit more parts of the airport. The runway. Check. So the new guy on the team, counter-terrorist unit, Jack Bauer, the dude, taught him everything he knows. Obviously going to be the bad guy, is what I wrote down. And then the janitor is probably my favorite character in this. He's just a funny... Funny dude, hey, found this coat. He gets the radio working, or he just has it out on the desk or whatever. And then Freedom, not yet.
Yeah, that was a great one.
That's such a good one. Freedom, not yet.
Not yet.
Punches him in the face when the general's coming off the plane. Longest grenades ever is what I wrote. Simpsons on the TV plane.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was that right? Is that right, though, for the time?
Yeah.
1990? What year did The Simpsons come out?
Tracy Ullman, 1987. So that was season one of what we were watching. Yeah. It adds up.
Oh, it was season one that was on there?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was early. Or season two, but definitely one or two. Yeah. Like that was still when I think, if I'm not mistaken, Monty Burns' Smithers was black, and let's see, what else was different? Have you? What's crazy is,
yep, Fox movie. I just went back to look and see if it was a Fox movie,
sure,
or not.
Yeah.
It is.
This, if you look back at old Simpsons, the animation, the voice acting is so different, yeah, such a stark difference from today,
yeah,
that they've done direct references lately, like recently, where the ghosts of the other Simpsons, there's a Halloween one where, when I was doing all the Halloween specials on our last one, and I watched every Simpsons treehouse, mm-hmm, one of them was, you see modern Homer, his ghost Marge from the previous, from the Tracy Ullman days, like old weird Marge comes out and starts doting on him. Oh, Homer, I love you, Homer. You know, like doing the old, like, just traditional housewife stuff that she used to do, and he loves it. And then some real Marge gets mad that he's, like, kind of cheating on her with
Ghost Marge.
And so she gets a ghost homie. It's very funny. Good stuff. But I like that they're playing it on the TV. And then I thought for sure that the CTU was going to be the bad guy. At one point, it tricks me, yeah, and I'm like, oh, I thought for sure it was going to be that.
Probably
I was like,
fuck. When he says that line where he says, I'm your kind of asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, they really did have a moment where even though I knew he was the bad guy, it's still, oh, let's visit more parts of the airport. The daycare church. joust.
Technically, that's
outside
the airport.
You see the check marks I put on my.
Yeah, I can see
I just put airport daycare church. Yeah,
you were so high when you watched this.
I loved it. jousting on snowmobiles with machine guns.
Yeah,
which brings us to Mike at a real arcade playing actual joust and doing good at it. We play joust, and he's really good at old games.
Oh, yeah.
You should see him play Dead by Daylight. He will run into a wall for 20 minutes and not know what the fuck is going on.
Give me a real joystick.
We play off-road racing, the one that has the real wheel and the fucking pedals at the Barcadium. He will destroy you. He'll play unlimitedly. I think he just beats the game.
That's
great.
Until I get tired, actually.
Until we had to move on. We were bored of watching him play race after race after race, and he had to fully upgrade a car. And then I put, all those cops just suck at their jobs, when he pulls his machine gun out and starts unloading on the captain.
And all the cops just look at him. It's come on.
Watching. They all stand back. Like,
he had so many holes in him.
And then the captain respects him after that. Yeah. That's when the captain's like, oh, shit, okay, you're right. Yeah. Finally.
Yeah.
All you had to do is now, fake shoot me.
Yeah.
Here's something. When fat cop guy gets John in his car.
Have you met my brother?
Has he said my brother?
Yeah,
oh, have you met my brother? And he turns to him. Was that supposed to be something?
That was the cop from the beginning. They gave him the ticket, the parking ticket, and towed his car.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
That's right.
That you were like,
yes,
this guy's awesome.
I thought he was the cop. I thought that was the same cop the whole time.
Oh,
I thought the chief...
I thought you were going to say that he's the cop from the first movie, the black cop.
No,
but that would have been funny.
No, we get him. We get Winslow.
Have you met my brother? That would have been.
Oh, yeah.
If they were brothers, would be
great.
Yeah.
That would be funny. But he, okay, so that makes sense. I thought that was maybe a reference to something, like that was a famous duo of fat Italian guys or whatever. Like in the world, like, oh, these two fat Italian guys are probably real popular at the time in 1990. That's why it's like, have you met my brother? And people in the audience were going, oh my God, it's the two fat Italian guys we love. But I can't, I just didn't know.
Yeah.
So
no, the cop from the beginning.
Yeah, the cop from the beginning. Now I know. So this is a nitpicky thing. When our main guy, the main bad guy, when he's talking to the CTU, Black Bauer. When he's talking to Black Bauer,
John Amos.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. So when he's talking to Black Bauer, he goes, clockwork. Now, when he says it, it almost sounds like he's a dumb person saying, like, clockwork. He should say it's clockwork. Now, if he said it's all clockwork or it's clockwork, then I get it. But just say clockwork. It made me, I couldn't get it out of my head. Like the caveman speech of just like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Just bugging me. Is fire faster than an airplane?
No.
Yeah, no.
Did you look that up?
No, yes. I think Mythbusters did a thing on it too, didn't they?
Yeah, that's what I saw. Yeah. I saw the video for Mythbusters.
Yeah, it was a Mythbusters.
Try to recreate the scene. It's impossible.
And it's slow, right? Yeah. It's like a slow, yeah.
Well, not only that, they couldn't catch it on fire. They didn't get a blowtorch to catch it on fire. A lighter will not light jet fuel.
Yeah, jet fuel won't,
It won't ignite.
No.
But will it melt steel beams? Sorry, this movie.
A lighter? No, a lighter won't.
So free 9/11.
I mean, this shit's got us really political. This
God, at this point though, is the whole can it melt still?
That's our hard turn for the next season. Is we're just gonna be a
politics heavy show where I have on different.
We're not
political...
smoking weed anymore. We're just talking politics and religion.
I get. Everyone from different perspectives, and we'll all just argue with each other for an hour and a half. Wouldn't all the planes hit the other planes if they're all using the same fire streak as a place to land?
Yeah,
you think. Literally, you see a line of airplanes. First off, how do they all now all of a sudden know exactly where they are to line up the way that they are?
Yeah.
Like, no. We're talking, they're all in a blizzard. Three or four of those planes crashed into each other just to line up, trying to get to that fire. Plus, all of them are coming from the same direction. No one decided, oh, fire, let me go from this way. I see some fire. Now they're all heading towards each other. Not a clean solution like they would like you to think. A lot of people died. The smoke effect at an hour and 52 minutes, which I pointed out to them before this, is really
cool.
It's epic. John. It's a huge open shot. And he's running, and the planes are landing, and there's a fucking explosion, and a huge pillar of black smoke, and it turns into a goddamn smoke tornado, and it's fucking awesome, and I loved it. And I watched it 20 goddamn times, and I'll watch it again.
However, there's a couple other special effect scenes in this, like when McClane is fighting the guys on the scaffolding. When the scaffolding falls on the guy.
Oh, yeah, when he pushes on. He pushes the scaffolding
over and it falls on the guy. Did you notice the guy, the flop of the dummy? It was such an obvious dummy. It was hilarious.
It went up.
In the middle, it was such an obvious dummy. And his role in that, where he rolled on the ground.
I will say, the fact that he didn't get shot and that roll was silly. That's no one would do that.
Super slow roll.
But I think maybe he.
Maybe.
Well, because later on, and I know the Fifth Element, he does something similar to that. I think he does another similar type roll. I think it's like maybe, or maybe it's one of the later.
Another diehard.
Diehards. Maybe that's part of his repertoire moves now. It's like he can. He can walk on glass. He can make funny ho-ho-hos. I have machine guns. Yeah. He can deal with some real... Yippee-ki-yay. And then deal with real emotional trauma.
Yeah.
And roll very slow.
And roll very slow. Yes. Make grenades take longer.
Yeah. I think he definitely... this had to have changed him. I think this is what causes the divorce. Oh, yeah. My last... One of my notes is...
Wait a minute, what?
What? She's like, yeah, we can't be together anymore. We're both getting caught up in shit.
Why does this keep happening to us?
Yeah.
Oh, well, shit, we better just get divorced.
That's what I put. What a sweet romantic ending. Hope they don't get divorced in the next one. They're divorced by three. Or they're separated in three.
How many years later was three?
I don't know. I don't remember. But it's been...
2005, so like seven, 5 years?
No.
Three was 2000? No.
No, three. With the Vengeance came out in 95, 96 maybe. So it would have been just a few short years after this.
Because 2005 was Live Free or Die, right? Live Free or Die Hard.
So I'm just going
to
look
at A Good Day to Die Hard. Or Live Free and Die Hard.
Live Free to... Which one was the last one? I don't know. They all got confusing. With the names.
Yeah. They're good names. Don't get us wrong.
I like the one that had Kevin Smith and Justin Long in it. I think that was the first of the fourth movie.
Yeah, that was the fourth one.
Yeah. Wikipedia will tell us the franchise.
But the fourth one is one of those things where it's the Indiana Jones 4 effect, where you first watch it, you're like, ooh, this isn't the Die Hard I grew up on. Oh, I don't know how I feel about it.
5 years later.
Yeah. But yeah, you watch the And then you're like, I don't know how I feel about this. But then they make another Indiana Jones, and you look back on the Ancient Aliens one, and you're like, oh, that wasn't too bad. I kind of liked Shia LaBeouf as his son. Like, that's cool. That's, you know, that's fun. And if they do another Indiana Jones, that's the only way to save the one that they just made, Dial of Destiny, is to make one more Indiana Jones and make it be the worst, so that you look back on Dial of Destiny and go, that wasn't too bad, which I still haven't seen yet. But we'll get into Rex later. It has to do with Indiana Jones. That's why he's on the brain. But
we're not probably going to get another Die Hard now, unfortunately.
No, definitely not. Can't. Unless somebody else takes up the role.
Somebody else takes up the role, I guess.
Or is it's him battling mental disease.
Yeah.
And
shooting random
he's
people.
Like, like, Yippee.
Yippee something yippee. Or another.
No, it just says yippee over just blinking.
Just blink.
Why did the reporter chick point to John and Holly, to her cameraman? He turns his camera. He says, oh, that's sweet. And she goes, yep, sure is. And then covers the camera with her hand. That was stupid of her as a producer of the show. Yeah. I get that she was trying to protect their modesty, sure. But why point to them?
Yeah.
He was filming other shit. She points to him. Like, they, oh, look at that over there. Catch it. He looks over, and she's like, and they're all like, yeah, that's sweet. That's a great shot. And then she covers it. Like,
she changed
bitch.
Her mind after.
Yeah, or maybe
it.
She was just, like, talking to him normally. She was thinking, you know. I mean, yeah. You like, oh. It could be. I don't know.
Well.
That's.
I don't know. I've seen enough of the Scream movies to know how a reporter chick can treat and control her cameraman at her whim to know that, like, she knew what she was doing. The janitor. Great. There's no way I'm cleaning this mess up. And that was just a great line to kind of end on. And I put it's definitely a Christmas music or Christmas movie.
Let it snow.
Or it's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas, I think. I think at the end. So, yeah. Despite all its faults and despite it being the most serious of the Die Hards, I feel. Because the first one is just, all right, there's a party full of rich people, upper class rich people, and they're all being held hostage by some guy that wants their money. At that point, I'm like, okay, just give him his money. If John McClane wants to get involved and protect his wife, okay, that's cool. Let's watch an action movie. I don't care about anyone enough other than John McClane and his wife, you know, maybe whatever. But this one, this is random civilians on a plane. This is just, hey, I'm going home for the holidays. I'm visiting my family. Now what? We're just stuck up in the sky? It's scary for everyone. It's scary for people at the airport waiting for their loved ones. It's scary for people on the plane. Like, the fact that John McClane fails, the fact that 230 people fucking die is tragic. This is a hard, dark movie. It's fun, and it's wrapped in silliness, so it's easy to watch. And it's but if you really think about it,
the actual plot line to it is very dark.
Because I watched Faces of Death for some reason, for that Halloween thing. I can't remember now why I would do that to myself. But I watched it, and at the end, they show you the aftermath of a 747 plane crash. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, that's not something you walk away from and having seen and be like, this is something we can just, you know, la-di-da, just blah, 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 our way past a plane crash. So, yeah, it's fucked up. But despite all of its flaws, I guess, if you want to say silly moments.
But it's great. Yeah.
It's one of the best.
It's a classic.
It's one of the best. I still think 3 is my absolute favorite Die Hard of all time, and I can't wait for next year, next December. Really, this is a December thing. This isn't so much a season finale. We've happened to end 2 of our seasons in December.
Right.
But this really is going to just be our Christmas thing, like a season, you know, the end of the year tree. It's more of our end of the year. Yeah. Die Hard New Year treat is, well, treat. Thanks for listening. God, look how vain we are.
It's a treat for us.
It's a treat for us to watch.
For sure.
Yeah.
You have
to watch a good movie.
Yeah. But next year. So let's rate this, and then let's get into what our next movie is and also our new kind of rules going forward a little bit. And I'll explain them to the audience. So I'm going to give this a B+ because I fucking loved it. This is maybe my 5th watch through. It's not something I watch all the time. If I'm going to watch Die Hard, it's going to be 3, and I've seen that probably a dozen times. You know, like, that's one of my top go-to. I love the villains. I love everything about it. I love Samuel Jackson. It's so good. So this does, but still, this is a perfect Die Hard movie. It's B+.
I agree with the rating. Definitely B+. Despite some flaws, things like that, but it's got a lot of great one-liners. Maybe at some points a little over the top on it, but it's I still enjoy it. Like, it's a B+.
I love it. I'm not going B+. I'm going B, but that's because it has so much silly in it to me. And part of it, of course, I was in the military. I think I might be the only one of us that was.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of this stuff, like the 37-second fuses and the airplane ejector seat. And there's just some so ridiculous things that I have to take a half away from it to go to a B.
Okay.
Because it's very ridiculous, but I love it. It's not a bad thing at all.
Yeah.
So our grade is going to be a B+, B harder. Now, next week. Or maybe 2 weeks. There could be a week break. It's Christmas coming up, you know. So just we'll see what happens. But most likely, a week or two from now, we are going to debut our next season. And in the season, we're hoping is going to be full video. So keep an eye out for that. We've got some ideas, but it should be us on screen, full screen. It's, you know, us talking, you know, the way it should be. Hopefully, we get some cool things going on, but. We would like if you in the audience, in the comments, any of our videos, I get notifications for all of them, please leave what movies you want us to review. We are now, with officially season 4, we're stepping away from Tubi exclusive, which we've kind of been doing for the last couple months, you know, some of our specials.
For Christmas, right.
But we used to do Tubi only, and the whole point of it was free, it's accessible for everybody, which, you know, is great, and that it forced us to watch things that we normally wouldn't watch. So, but now with season 4, I feel like we've already done 100, you know, we've already done so many movie reviews that, that I wanted to open it up to, I mean, sorry, we're still doing movies, but I want to open it up to just now anything. So any streaming platform that we have available to us. Because I also want to open it up to people giving us genuine movie like suggestions. I don't want you guys at home to be limited by just what's on Tubi at that moment. Because you could say, oh, hey, this is on Tubi, and then when we get to it, it's not, right? And then what's the point? So we want to open this up to everything, just making it completely open. So with that being said, our very first movie suggestion is My Bloody Valentine, which is...
Do you have a screen name for who did that?
I don't have it up here. I didn't know if I was going to do that. I thought about it, and I was thinking, like, I don't know if I want to start calling people out this early because we only have, like, a few comments,
sure.
Right? Yeah. So maybe when it gets bigger. But right now, it's just, we got My Bloody Valentine. And it was, so that's our next movie. It's going to be our season premiere, season 4 on video. So look out for that, okay? Super excited. Gonna be fun.
Are we actually gonna do video?
We're actually gonna do it. Yeah, we're gonna be at a desk.
I feel like every season you say that.
Yeah, no, don't. Well, it's only one season I let everyone down, and then there was some video, so it wasn't a lie.
Yeah,
but we'll.
That's true. There was some.
There was some. So, My Bloody Valentine, and this will be our last recreational recommendation for the season. Make it good, everybody. And I will go first. And I would like to recommend the very popular, it looks like it's very well reviewed, Indiana Jones and the Great Circle video game. It's available on Game Pass. It's also, you can go buy it. But
unless you have PlayStation.
Unless you have PlayStation, then you have to wait. But if you have anything else, if you have an Xbox or a
computer.
PC or a computer, then I would say go play it. Now, if you're on computer, don't buy it for $60 because that's silly. Go get Game Pass for $20. It's ultimate PC Game Pass. And
pretty much for any games now. I mean, I can't imagine.
Well, it's not every game.
Not every,
there's
but
a lot of games it doesn't have. But
sure.
there's a lot it does have. And when it's a Bethesda game or when it's something big like this,
it's like usually there,
you get a day one. Yeah. So right now they have the Alien Dark Descent, which isn't brand new, but they have that. They have Indiana Jones just came out. Stalker 2, Hearts of Chernobyl, or Heart of Chernobyl. They have a lot of good stuff. I guess this is a wreck for Game Pass, yeah, but yeah, if you get it, play Indiana Jones. It's so fucking good.
Yeah, you were talking about it earlier this week, and when I found out it wasn't on PlayStation, you got me thinking really, really long and hard about getting the Amazon Fire Stick, yeah, so I can
do Game Pass.
You can do Game Pass on there and stream it. Yeah.
You also, speaking of Game Pass, the cool thing about Game Pass is it's not limited. So I pay $20 a month for the game, for the Ultimate Game Pass deal, because I have Xbox at my house. But and I don't know how long this is going to last, but you can share Game Pass.
Okay.
Like, my grandson uses my Game Pass account, but he gets to get his own login, yeah, and everything.
My son has an Xbox, and I pay for his Game Pass.
Yeah, but you can also play on that.
I could play on that same Game Pass.
Yeah, you just put your thing in, and you log in under that one, and then you add yourself as a user, as a family member.
Okay.
But it also does not, so far, have to be in the same house either. So.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
And I know all the streamers are getting away from that, but Game Pass still works that way fine. Okay. I have an Xbox at my house, Xbox at my daughter's house, PC at my house, PC at my daughter's house. It's my grandson that plays them all. But yeah, so it's talk about value. That's
true.
Some serious value. $20
a month.
Games.
Yeah.
So Indian, that's mine. It's a super great game. Story's awesome. It plays like a really good Indiana Jones movie. They got the motion capture not motion capture, but they got the likeness of him. Perfect, absolutely, just super good game. I wish I could finish playing it, but if you have a low-end PC that's barely able to run it, it's broken right now, beyond fixing. So I'm waiting for an update. So I guess it's a weird recommendation because I can't even, I'm on the very, very, very last level, and I can't beat it because it's failing to allocate memory. And we're not going to get into that right now.
Can you log onto your game, onto your Xbox?
I don't think it works on Xbox One. I don't have a series. No, I haven't needed to upgrade my Xbox since getting a PC.
Yeah.
But yep, that's my shit. So, Brendan?
I would say this week I watched the animated Watchmen Part 1 on Max, and it's pretty good. I mean, I don't know the comics. I never read the comics, but talking to Andy about it, and he said it's more true to the comics. And I'm definitely waiting for part two. I don't know if there's going to be a part three. I don't know how many parts it is. But.
So the movie is different then? It's different from the movie?
It feels very similar, but there's added stuff. So it's almost like, it feels, okay, similar to the extended version of the movie, not the theatrical release, but the extended version. But there's like still a few things that are kind of like missing from the movie that were in the animated one. One of them was a kid who's reading this comic book series at like a newspaper stand, and it's like a pirate themed comic book series, and it's pretty cool. Like, it's pretty interesting.
That's what I'm sure Max is doing, is they're just adapting the comic
into
an animated series,
and it feels good. I like it
because the movie could only do so much.
Yeah,
and they cut out like that would have been a huge chunk of it. Would have been at least 10 minutes of movie time to have that kid reading the book. And then they did in the extended cut, didn't they have an animated version of the comic book? I thought that for the Watchmen movie, the original, the extended cut, the DVD, whatever, the Blu-ray,
they might have had something in the,
like a 20-minute little short or a 10-minute little short that you could watch alongside it or with it or whatever, but. Okay, yeah. I mean, that's on my list.
Yeah, I don't know how many parts there's going to be, but I know at least two.
Because now what's crazy about Watchmen is because Watchmen and DC are on the same comic line, it's weird. I don't know, because I don't think Watchmen is DC. I thought it was Image. I don't know. But whatever it is, they now are completely connected. So the Watchmen universe and DC now have a crossover event, or did a year ago, where like Batman and is working with them and shit and
that's
doing
cool.
stuff. So
that's
like,
cool.
Yeah, I haven't read those yet though. It's on my list as well. How about you, Mike?
Well, are you ready? Everybody ready for another fight between myself and Andy?
Oh, no.
He already knows what I'm going to recommend. I'm watching the anthology series.
Oh, yeah.
Secret Level.
Oh.
On Prime. And I think Andy disagrees with me.
Oh, no. Have you both watched it already?
I've only seen two episodes.
I haven't
seen
any
of it. Oh, you didn't watch the other episode?
No, I haven't yet.
I haven't seen any of it yet, but it looks good.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm on episode 6, I think, now. I've been Andy picked levels out to watch. I just started it at 1.
I watched with two things that sounded interesting to me. The other ones didn't.
Now, is there like a through line, or is it all?
No.
Okay. No,
it's
just 10-minute
true anthology.
Shorts.
True anthology series with different video game adaptations. And I have gotten past, now we were talking about the other day, about the Pac-Man one.
Yeah.
And you're right, that was a strange
adaptation.
But I heard that the Pac-Man one had kind of some payoff with the new Pac-Man game trailer that came out at the Game Awards.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Do not know, because I haven't seen that.
I'll have to watch that.
But I can tell you it's weird.
That's all I can tell you. They're using that style of animation. That my buddy told me about this. That the Pac-Man episode is going to be what the new Pac-Man game is going to look like.
Okay, that's a...
Yeah, it's a... That's what he's...
We're going to have to see this trailer, because that's a weird thing that would be happening. Trust me. Unless
I haven't seen either.
No, because here's the thing. If what you're saying is true, if the new Pac-Man game is going to be similar to what
this
thing is...
It's not Pac-Man. It's different.
Then it's going to be like a rated M Pac-Man.
Yes.
Oh, this... Yeah, because this was...
Yeah, it's
not... Oh, it could be Miss Pac-Man. That would be funny, because it's
like it's like an adventure game. It's not going to be like your traditional Pac-Man.
Okay, well, I need to see this trailer immediately. So
there's Unreal Tournament is one of the games on there.
D&D,
Schwarzenegger,
Warhammer,
Dungeons and Dragons, Warhammer,
Sifu.
Which is the one they're pushing the hardest is Warhammer.
Yeah.
Wasn't my favorite one. My favorite one was probably either Unreal Tournament or the very first one, which is the Dungeons and Dragons one.
You know what the thing is these are all like pushes for something, because like, yeah, you're right, the Warhammer, they want more people into Warhammer,
right?
They want more kids into Warhammer, because Warhammer is a business at this point. You could go to right. Warhammer stores in like certain big mm-hmm. big cities like New
right.
York or whatever, where you could go and spend thousands and thousands of dollars
buying
Warhammer figurines.
Prime's actually on their Prime Gaming, they're giving away the Warhammer
plus
games to go with this kind of.
Yeah, plus they have a shitload of video games, like Warhammer's a big universe and they're trying to get more and more people into it. When it, then you have D&D. Also, they're making a big push to get more people into D&D, like getting that brand off the ground. But and then Unreal Tournament, because Unreal Engine, if you have Epic Game Store, it gives you Unreal Engine
right.
for free.
Yeah.
And one of the things that they give you to fuck around with is Unreal Tournament. Okay. So they give you brand new Unreal Tournament. They're like, here's everything. We'll teach you how to code from here. You can adjust levels from here. So right now, currently, Unreal Tournament is full of just people have user-made maps and guns and, you know, not
sure.
guns, but they do different stuff. It's sure. it's cool. Yeah. So,
but the show, amazing graphics, stuff. It's kind of amazing. You look at the my wife actually watched some of these with me last night, was just amazed by them. And she's actually the one that pointed out, she's like, how a few years ago, Avatar, it was amazing graphics. And this, now, I will say, because we put them side by side after that. We were literally talking about it. We put them side by side. I'm not 100% sure. I would say with what we were watching, this has better graphics quality, some of these episodes, than Avatar.
Original Avatar.
Than the original Avatar.
But then this is where we did argue.
This is where we argued about it. But I think maybe the difference, and it could be, because we put them side by side, and they're both streaming platforms. So I don't know if maybe Prime is doing a higher bit rate than Disney. It could be that. We weren't watching. In other words, we're watching side by side, trying to figure out which one of these is better. Because when you watch Avatar, you kind of, if you're watching it for this purpose, not forgetting plot, forgetting all that stuff.
You're just watching graphically.
Just graphically. You see the paint more in Avatar than you do in these. If that makes sense.
Well, there's reasons for that. One is it's a mix of live action and real and computer animated. Mm-hmm. So that's a it's, I guess if you want to say that it's easier to tell that it's CGI, it's only because you see real people standing in front of blue screen. But right. if we're going, if you take the real people out of it and you look at just Avatar for its own, on its own graphically versus what I'm assuming is one of the, like, let's just say the top one from Secret Level.
Right.
I just feel like with Avatar, and I haven't seen it. I'll have to. I might eat my own right. shoe later. Eat my shorts or whatever. But that's not it. The expression.
No, shoe was better. Yeah.
I would say that the
it's all the Bart
the
talk
hundreds
earlier.
The what
all the Simpsons.
Yeah,
talk
I know. Yeah. It's the I would say that the hundreds of millions of dollars that they put into mocap technology to make the avatars move around, the literally the extensive putting every single pore on the avatar skin as they walked around because they knew that this was going to be shown on IMAX in
that's
full.
What I'm, yeah,
I'm
that's
saying
what I was
Avatar
getting about watching streaming might be the where I'm not seeing it.
So I was just it's hard to say because yeah. Avatar is sort of the standard when it comes to at least Avatar 2 probably even is now like the right. standard of what CGI can look like. Mm-hmm. James Cameron is like just he's sure. the best at it. I feel there are other movies that look amazing and flawless. Sure. I feel like Alita Battle Angels,
oh,
one of those movies
thing,
that
Forrest
looks
Time
so
was
good.
Amazing.
Not even just now it looks
well,
great.
Well, no, it still looks great, yeah.
Yeah. So, cool, Secret Level. I'll have to watch the rest of them. I did like the Sifu one. It's pretty much just what the game is, and you just
yeah,
watch it as
great.
A 10-minute
yeah.
short
yeah,
instead cool. of playing the game,
yeah, they're
I guess.
All very short. I think, yeah, like Dungeons & Dragons, 15 minutes, 9 minutes for Sifu.
Yeah, so they're,
yeah, they're
pretty
all,
short.
They're all short.
Well, with that, we're going to end this thing. We're going to end season 3. We're going to move on into the future. You're going to see our faces. I'm going to say beautiful faces, but then I changed it to just faces. You're going to see our faces moving forward.
Yeah, I'm still going to be there.
Yeah, Mike's still going to be there. And so is Brennan. The two beautiful guys. I'll be here as well. your host, as always, Andy Rice. But with me is one more time, you know, as just audio, it's Brennan. Dun 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 dun. Shipley, up to Boston.
Have a good night, everybody.
With me, as always, it is Michael. This season's been a wild ride. I think it introduced Chelios. I think we killed off Chelios.
Not yet,
motherfucker. No, we did. We did.
Not yet.
And
today we're killing him off.
We're killing him off right now?
Right now.
Because
I'm Chelios right now. But yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker, I might become a McLean. You don't know.
Oh, my God. For the people listening at home, for the B storyline of Mike's life and his will to fuck my life up by existing in this world where he thinks he's some unkillable monster creature, Chelios, and now John McLean, I fucking hate it so much. Larson.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
God damn it. And we've been fried. We've been podcast. It's been season finale 3, all that good stuff.